Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tes Vav Omer Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. I'm going to be Emir Tzashem, starting and finishing Simon Tof Reish Mem Zayin, which deals with the halachos of the Arava. So we begin the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Arvei Nachal. The Torah refers to the Arava as the Arvei Nachal. So this that is written, Ha'omer B'Torah, is Min Yodua Hanikra Kain. It's a well-known species that is known to people what this Arvei Nachal is, what we call an Arava. And the Mechaber continues, there are three characteristics that you'll find, based upon the Gemara describing this, in a typical Arava. Ole, shalo, the leaves of such a kosher Arava are moshuch kinachal, they're elongated, they're oval, and not round, like a river. Number one, upiv cholok, it has smooth edges, it doesn't have serrated edges. And number three, the konesh lo, the stem of such an Arava is odom, it's red. If you break it open, it's a red type of coloration inside. And the Ramah says, Vafilu ba'odo yorok, and even if it's a little bit green, it's kosher, it brings us down from the Beis Yosef, because it's eventually going to turn red. And as long as it's not white, it's perfectly good. Those are the characteristics of a kosher Arava. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph, when we said that it's not serrated, it's smooth, upiv cholok, Rosh Lomar chudo. It's the point, the surrounding part of it, not the leaf itself. It's the edge of the leaf. Sivkot and Beis, even if it's green, the stem is good, because the kosher ain't a loven, as long as it's not loven, mamish, white, actual white, Adom mikri, that's called red, because Shafapi Shiyorok, even though we would call it green, Meacha Kishashemish Makabo Hunas Adom, as it gets more sun, so it will turn from this greenish color to a reddish color. And therefore, Bechlal Adom Hu, therefore it's already considered red now. And he says, I am the Prima Godim, because of the Kol Shlosha Simonim Bo'inan. The Prima Godim says, you need all three of these. Vimchisar Achad Mehem Posul. If you're missing one of the three, then it's not considered a Kashur Arava. However, Bikur Yaakov, because of the Ein Mosu Zebulose, Bikur Yaakov says, unusual to find a species that has one or two of these characteristics, all three usually go together. Is there an Afkamina between these two? So Dershu footnote number one tells us that an Afkamina, according to the Bikur Yaakov, would be, Ba'ofen Shekvar Notelas Alulav, you already took the Lulav, and now you're not sure afterwards was your Arava kosher or not, and it's not there to check. They know the fun of Sheokh Lubadkun. It's not there, you can't show it to the Rav. So, the Bikur Yaakov says, since you have already taken it, so b'dievet, you are Yotze. Since if you apparently had one of the Simonim or two of the Simonim, even though you can't check all three, so you can assume that it had all three, even though you don't know for a fact that it had all three. Mechaber continues and he writes, the rov min ze godel al necholim. Why is it called Arvei Nachal? Because most of the time the Arava grows on a river. Lekach nikru Arvei Nachal, and that's why it has the name. And then the Mechaber says, "Vafilu agodah b'midbar b'harim." However, if it grows in the desert or in the mountains, it's still kosher if it has these characteristics. If it's an Arava, and the Mishnah explains, "Sivkot and Gimel, Yesh omrim diyosu tov lechatchila lekach miyosan hagdil malanachal." So there is an opinion. This is brought down in the Torah that it's preferable to go and take those Aravos that grow by the Nachal. However, Ochemi divrei Taz. But the Taz seems to indicate that there really is no halachic preference, and it's perfectly good if you were to take the ones that are in the mountains or in the desert. They're perfectly good as well, as long as it's a kosher arava. Then the Mechaber tells us there is another type of a species that is similar to the arava, but it's not an arava. Yesh min echod domeli arava, similar to the arava. However, elo sha'ola shalo, it has different characteristics of its leaves. Here the leaves are round, ogol. Piv domila measar, and its mouth, in other words, its edges, are serrated. It's like a scythe. So Pirish, the Ramah says, Migera, a sickle or a scythe, a cutting implement, sigobalaz, which is usually a saw. In other words, it has serrated edges. And it also has a different third characteristic, but koneshalo, its stem, if you open it up, is not red. In a way, it's a whitish color. And these three characteristics are in contrast to the three kosher characteristics. So it's round instead of elongated. It's not smooth, it's elongated. And the stem, if you break it open, is white as opposed to a red or even a green. And this type of non-kosher species is known as the tzavtzafa. V'zeo anikra tzavtzafa. Some translate the tzavtzafa as the poplar. In any event, vihi psula. It is absolutely not good, not even b'dievet. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet tells us that this is min ha-Torah. The midaraisa, it's not good because it's not an arava. Shein b'chlal arava klal. It's not included at all in the arava. Dershu foot number two brings down from the Shaar HaTzion in Sivkot and Gimel that the Gemara tells us specifically that it's the Arve Nachal Lemute Tzatzifah Shigdela Tomi Bin Horv that doesn't grow by the Nachal, but it grows in the mountains. And there, Shifut number 2 continues, and he says, therefore, Im Yimotze Tzatzifah Hagdola Bin Nachal, if you did in fact find a Tzatzifah that did grow by a Nachal, so the Prima Gadim writes, Shekiva and Shiesh Sovrim Shetzatzifah Hagdela Bin Nachal Ksheira, then this would be good because it's growing in a Nachal, and Bishaset Chach, when you don't have any other Arava, he says, take this tzavtzufah that's growing in the Nachal, albeit without a bracha. And this is the opinion of the Bikur Yaakov as well. On the other hand, the Sefer Chaim Ubracha brings down from the Sefer Kapos Temorim She'ein Lahachshir Tzavtzufah Hagdela Al Nachal. This tzavtzufah that's growing by the river is no good. And he says, even B'shaset Chak Lo Yitol Arava Zu Klal. He holds you can't take it. Chaba continues and he writes, V'yesh bin Arava She'ein Pi Ha'olish Lo Cholok. The Eino Kimasar. Then there's an Arava that's in between. It doesn't have a smooth edge, but it doesn't have a serrated edge either, a fully serrated edge. What does it have? Ela yesh bo tlomim kitanim, has like little furrows. Admo, very small. Kimo pi magol koton, like a very, very small type of a margol, a scythe. And that, vizeh kosher. This is in fact kosher. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Hey tells us, v'kol shar simonim shel arava k'sheira yesh lo. And well, it has these slight little serrations, very small, but if you cut open its stem, it's like an arava. It's a reddish or green color inside, and the leaves are elongated and not round. So it has two of the three, and then the third one, is it not perfectly smooth? Yes, it's not perfectly smooth, but it's not really serrated. So Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Vav, the Mechaber said, that's kosher. Why? The darka gam ken legodel al nachal, because this one also grows in the nachal, kamo shar aravos, like the majority of the aravos, and therefore it's included in the descriptive term, vi bichlal arve nachal. The issue footnote number 6 tells us there's another type of a tree known as the eucalyptus tree, which also has these three simonim of a kosher arava. And Ritzi Pesach Frank Zatzal brings down from the Maril Diskin that he held that that would be good as well. That could be perfectly good for the Dalet Minim. On the other hand, Ritzi Pesach Frank himself disagrees, and he says that it's possible for the reasoning that the eucalyptus tree doesn't grow mostly on the Nachal. And number 2, he says that the Medrash tells us that the Arava has no smell to it, right? We talk about the Arava having no smell. And Ale eucalyptus, and the leaves of the eucalyptus trees have a very strong smell. And he brings that as well from Rav Sternbach, Shlita in the Shelus Tshuvas, Tshuvas HaHanhagos, she'osu lishtamish b'alei ha-eucalyptus li'arava. You can't use eucalyptus leaves for the arava. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, v'nei kama pomim, it occurs sometimes, melakdin aravos n'orim k'tanim, that young boys, they go to make a buck, and they go and bring in aravos from wherever they're getting them from, and they sell them in shuls, right? This is a very common practice. But Nebuch, these young boys, Shenim Yodim ben Yaminam Lusmolim, Mishnah Berurah is pretty strong. He said they don't know the left from the right, and they have no idea what a kosher arav is. And they bring these things that look a little bit like an arav, but they're not really kosher. And he says, "V'tzarech hakon la'shkiach hazeh." The person purchasing them has to be very careful to make sure that he's purchasing kosher aravos for his dalet minim. As the issue 7 number points out, as I had said, that even shema lakdim anofim hadomim la'arava, they look superficially like an arava, they know yodim mahi arava k'shera, and they don't know what a real kosher arava is, and unless you are knowledgeable yourself, you're going to assume that, well, they're selling it, it must be kosher. Ba'michshol godol zeh, could lead to terrible, terrible consequences. Here, the person making a bracha, he's not allowed to, so he's making a bracha l'batola. He thinks he's being yotzei mitzvah, and he's not, so he's being mevatel l'mitzvah saseh, so it leads to terrible things. Now go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Arava Sheyovsha. Here he has a whole list of things that pasul in Arava. If the Arava is dried out. And again, these are very similar to what we had by the Hadassim, by the Lulav, the many similar characteristics that pasul any of these Dalet Minim. So if the Arava is dried out, oh, Shenoshru Rov Oleho, of most of the leaves have fallen off. Oh, Shenik Tam Rosha, or the top part was cut off, psula. In all of these situations, it's pasul, no good. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Zayin that the arava is dried up. Hainu berov olea. It's talking about most of the leaves of the arava in order to be considered dried up. How much is considered most of the leaves? So the Dirshu footnote number 9 brings down that legabe din avos behadas, in regards to a hadas, we don't view the bottom part of the branch of the stem if it didn't have leaves on it. But here he says we do. Mash enkein ba'arava. Shein din sha'olim yichafu eseitz. Here, there's no din that the leaves have to surround the tree, and therefore, we even include over here that the majority of the branch doesn't have leaves on it, even including the bottom part that normally doesn't have leaves anyway. The issue footnote number 8 defines, how do we define yavesh? So he brings down for the Shaharat Zion over here in Sivkot and Vav, Dainu mishakola mare hayurokis legamre, when it's no longer a greenish color at all. And then he adds, v'imlo kola mare yurokushubo, if it's not totally gone, the greenness, avalhu nifrach b'tziparin, but you could crumble it with your fingernails. So then he brings down from Simen Tov Reish Mem Vav, in regards to the hadas, that we said, nevertheless, it's kosher. And he says also from the Aruch HaShulchan, Shein Lelechas B'Ze'achar Prichas Tziparon. In regards to this, you don't say that the crumbling with the fingernails, that is enough to make it considered Yavesh. And he says, especially by Ravos, Sheish Ben Alim Gedol, they have larger leaves, they Mimarin Leis Yavesh. Since the leaves are large, they tend to dry up very quickly, even within a 24-hour period. Meis Leis, once you pluck it. If we only go after the change in their appearance, that they turn the lovan to a certain whitish color, that makes them puzzle. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches tells us, if the leaves fell off, he says, V'yesh l'dakti was there. This one you have to be careful about. Shilufamim, sometimes noshvin ayidei techivas and l'soch halulav. They sometimes fall off when you put them into the lulav. So they're perfectly good when they're outside the lulav, then you put them into keshula, and as a result, they fall off. V'gam ayidei ni'anua, or sometimes when you're shaking it, the rubber's leaves fall off. And he says, Ubifrat bi esrog v'lulav shalakol. And certainly, if you're using a community esrog and lulav, shayat hakol mashmishim bo, that's been touched so many times, so it's very likely, matzi miod, shenoshin rov ha'olin, ayidei ni'anua shalei zanoshim, since so many people have shaken it, so often the arova leaves will come off. By the time you get it, you just have a leafless stem. Umimele shar anoshim shemavarchim achakachim, if somebody were to use this and make a brach on it, number one, levachin yotzim b'mitzvah. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah, but you're also now making bracha levatala. I'm a bracha levatala, like I said before. Umin hanochon shal koponim b'yom harishon, and therefore, especially on the first day, shu mitzvah saseh daraisa, when outside the Beis Hamikdash, that was the mitzvah daraisa to take the lulav the first day. In the Beis Hamikdash, all 7 days. The rest of the time, we take it outside the Beis Hamikdash, only zeichel and mikdash. So therefore, yamidu ish iti shifakeach azeh. Therefore, you should have like a mashkiach to guarantee that, yes, when they turn it to the next person, that it still is kosher to use. Sivkot and Tes, they said, however, if most of the leaves have come off, it's no good. So haynu b'shir shlosha tvachim shal arava, that the leaves have come off for the length of the three tvachim that is required for the minimum size of the arava. The issue for number 12 points out, v'yesh b'arava yosim b'shir shlosha tvachim, if it's bigger than three tvachim, and leaves come off at the top, so the Mikur Yaakov says, it's just like the hadas, that's not a problem. Efshel etzarif es ha'alam shalamati, you can count the leaves at the bottom, and if altogether, the most of the leaves are still there, even though the top leaves are off, it's still kosher. And this last din that we brought about, that it's the shear of the Shlosha Tzachim, that came from the Bach and other Achronim, and we learned that in Simen Tov Reish Mem Vav as well. Now, v'im nidaldulu oleh me'akana, if it's hanging down from the stem, oshen izdiku oleh, or the leaves are split, oshen echliku, or they're separated in some way, cause of harav magid, the Magid Mishnah says, shezeh mikri nifritzu oleh, that's considered the psul of nifritzu oleh, upsula, and it is no good. Because then, this is all true, only if, however, it's the majority. Then this psul takes effect. Then he brings down the chos of a magid ra'am, that one should take this magid mishnah seriously and paskin like it, the aravos mitzuyos. Because there's plenty of aravos, as opposed to sometimes it's hard to get some of the other daliminim, the aravos are the most plentiful, and therefore it should be taking the mitzvah min amuvchor type of rava and not rely upon a kula. Sivkot and Yud, we said if it was niktam rosho, that's also psula. Mishbur says, "V'ainu shniktam eitzah." This is talking about the stem. Avol beniktam olea. If the leaves are just cut off, so avshu mirosh, even though it's at the top, ain't nafkamina b'zeh. V'nechsheves kishar olin. Then it's just considered like any other place of the leaves, and as long as you have the majority of the leaves still present, so then it's good. V'dai, he says, furthermore, the Mishbur, the yavesh v'niktam rosha hu mitam hoder. The reason why the yavesh psul or the cut off part of the top is pasul is because it's not hoder. And the Noshru Rov Olea, however, the psul of most of the leaves came off, according to the Ritva, Das Ritva, whom Mishum Shai Deze, Ein Shemoa Love. It no longer is called a Arava. And therefore, that's why it's no good. And therefore, that would be a psul for all 7 days, because it's not an Arava. So the fact that it's The problem with the others is that it's not harder. That's only the first day. But here it's not Narava. That's the problem all 7 days. And therefore, according to this Ritva, now came Dato, there was that Pasuk Koshiv Asyam. It'd be no good all 7 days. However, Umidivrei Rabbeinu Manoach, Mashma de Gamzeh, Mishum Hadru. The Rabbeinu Manoach seems to say, no, it's only a problem of Hadru, and therefore it would really only be a problem on the first day. Then we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us, Avo Kemusha, if it's just, quote, withered, if it's not dried out, but it's not moist. Oshinoshu mixasalo, if some of the leaves of the arava came off, then it's kshera, it's perfectly good. However, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkon Yadalak, tells us that it's mashman that that's the lechatrila ein kedai likachosa, that ideally one should not take this lechatrila. It brings down the end of the Magen Avraham. And the issue footnote number 19 says, and the same thing applies on Oshana Rabbah. So we learn in Simon Tov Reish Samach Dalet, shelechatrila yesh hider mitzvah shelo tia harava kemusha. You shouldn't take a withered arava even for Oshana Rabbah. And he brings a raya from the Mishnah in Sukkah. Again, in the Daf Yomi, people are learning this right about this period of time. They would specifically put the arava into these containers that were made out of gold, filled with water, and they did this so that it shouldn't get withered, it shouldn't get dried out. However, whereas the Magen Avraham says, you shouldn't use this, the Mishnah continues, and he says that the Yerabba even allows you to use this l'chatchila. Bottom line, Ochein, Kivin the Aravos Mitzuyos. The Mishnah Berurah himself says, since Aravos are relatively easy to get, good kosher ones, Tov Lahad L'Chatchila Gamzeh, says you should follow the opinion of the Magen Avraham and not use withered ones as well, because they really are only to be used B'Dieved. Now we're going to the last statement of the Mechaber. He writes, V'Arambam Machshir B'Niktam Rosho. The Rambam is opposed to the first version that the Mechaber just said, when Niktam Rosho is Psula, the Rambam says, he's Machshir B'Niktam Rosho, that if the top part is cut off, it is perfectly good. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, we pass like the first version that the Mechaber wrote, which is Niktam Rosho's Psula. And the issue footnote number 21 adds, he says, even though by a Hados we learned in the previous Simon, Tafresh Mem Vav, according to the Rishona, Shahados, Niktam Rosho was kosher. There we said it was kosher. And that seems to be the Psach Halacha. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah over there said that the Hados is different. Kivin Shahados, all of Chofin is Rosho. The Hados, the leaves totally surround the stem. We had a whole discussion about whether it's recognizable, does it really have to be recognizable, or does it just have to be, since the leaves surround it, even if it's recognizable, it's still good, as opposed to the arava, if you cut off its head, so that's something that will ruin the beauty, the hadar aspect. So by a hadas it doesn't, but by an arava it does. This concludes this beautiful Simon Tov Reish Mem Zayin and today's shir.